Hey, this is David Kay, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
All Things Transformers, hear the call. From Cybertron's heart, we'll never fall. We'll never raise a medal. The legends ignite in this universe.
Hello, and welcome to a special All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Yep, I'm here.
Today, we're celebrating with the original show that kind of started the whole journey on the Geekcast Radio Network with our 4,000th episode.
That's right. So I started tracking this because for those that don't know, and I don't know, some people may know, some people may not know, if you use WordPress or use any website, whatever, when you use it for podcasting or use it for any posting, it tracks how many posts you've published, whatever. And the way we now have ours set up is the podcast stuff is separate from the written stuff. So we can track how many actual podcast episodes we've released overall in the last almost 16 years. And I say almost 16 years because we're recording this at the end of April. And we are just over a month away, for a month and a half away or something, from June 1st, which is our 16th anniversary. So when it started reaching 3,950, I started counting and I started keeping track of every episode that posted because I wanted to make sure when we hit 3,999, that we did something special for the 4,000th entry of our podcasting empire that we have here.
Yep.
And before we get into all the stuff we are going to talk about, we actually do have a spur of the moment, last minute thing, because I was too sick this last week to get the notice out earlier to everybody else. But Optimus Solo sent in a voice clip, so you're going to hear that right now. And we'll come back to continue on the journey of the 4,000th episode on the Geekcast Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Optimus Solo, one of the many voices that you've heard over the last 16 years here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Just wanted to drop a note here to Steve, Mike, Dan, and all the other voices that you've heard at the Geekcast Radio Network. Mighty congratulations on hitting this milestone episode. 4,000 podcasts is not an easy feat. So many podcasts don't live out their original plans. So many podcasts I've listened to over the years have faded into the ether, and it's hard to keep them going, and life gets in the way. So to get to 4,000 as a network is an incredible feat. So I just wanted to say congratulations to everybody involved with the network, and also a big thanks to the fans that have listened over the years, who have left us reviews, who have interacted with us on social media. All of that has been fantastic. If I could just quickly highlight some of my favorite times, some of my contributions along the way, I would say that maybe I've been on close to 15% of those 4,000 episodes. I know Steve and Mike are probably at least in the upper 60-70%. Mike's probably found a way to be on 99% of them. I'm not sure. But the highlights along the way, from the early days of Tooncast, recording with Mike back in 2009-10 era, I think I probably did about 100 episodes of that, to the spinoff Telecast, which was a ton of fun doing those 35 episodes, to Mike and I's review, cartoon-centric reviews on the Mass Mayhem and Masters of the Universe, probably another 150 episodes if you total those two together. Probably done about 45 episodes of the Top 100 Countdowns, which is always a highlight when we do those. And then where you hear me currently the most, Dan and I, Fridley Scent, Amanda, and those that have joined us along the way, were over 215 episodes or thereabouts on the Cinema Geeks, so that's been a lot of fun as well. There's also been a ton of written content we've done over the 16 years, but I know this is mainly about the 4,000 podcast. So we've had some huge shows that have eclipsed over 400 episodes, whether it be Altered Geek, whether it be the Toy Cast, I'm sure is up there. I'm sure the Pull Bag is probably over 500 episodes. I'm sure the guys are going to cover all of that as well. But it's been fun to interact with everybody along the way, met a lot of cool people, co-hosted or hosted episodes with a lot of fun individuals that we've met online over the years, and also got to meet a few people in person along the way as well. So it's been a fun journey. So to everybody involved in the network, one more time, congratulations on hitting 4,000. We've done it. And man, if you only knew about the plans that we've had over the last 16 years, if we would have been able to successfully execute all of our plans, we'd probably be at like 24,000 podcast episodes. Life gets in the way sometimes, but onward and upward as we make our trek from 4,000 to 5,000 episodes and beyond. Hope you guys will join us for the ride. It's been a lot of fun. This has been Optimus Solo, and I'll throw it back to Steve and Mike.
All right, folks, we are back here on All Things Transformers, the overall 4,000th episode of the Geekcast Radio Network's catalog. This is episode 444 for ATTF. So it's odd that it's all even.
Kind of is.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to laugh. It's funny, man. It's funny. Humor's lost, folks. Humor's
yes.
lost.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long year so far.
And it's ain't that even, the truth?
It's not even May yet.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. That's right. Oh, look, May. Spider-Man standing next to Aunt May. So the first thing I wrote down here is from episode zeros and ones to who knows what number. Obviously, you start out with either an episode zero or an episode one, whatever you want to do. I always liked starting out with episode zero because it's an introduction kind of thing. And then one, you just kick off with whatever you're going to kick off with.
So the new thing to do instead of an episode zero, because it fuse the numbers.
Yeah.
Is they have a trailer tag now, which didn't exist back in the day.
No.
So it doesn't count towards your grand total.
Right. Gotcha.
So, or a bonus episode. So they don't count towards your number totals, which is great if you're a newbie.
Yep.
If you're old hat and you've been around the block
16
for years and years and years.
Yeah.
You probably do have that episode zero that's kind of living in the ether.
Yeah.
And truthfully, we probably have over 4,000 episodes because over the years, I deleted some of the quote unquote bonus or episode zeros or the series updates that we would do periodically.
Yeah.
I deleted those because it didn't make sense to keep them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm just going off of what we currently have as of what the back end tells me now on WordPress.
Well, and we do have war stories on there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's like
it really doesn't live anywhere else.
No.
And then we have a show that doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
That I have the files for. Called yes, Headshot.
Uh-huh.
Which it turns out there's actually a bunch of podcasts named that now, but they have nothing to do with rants. They're like headshots for photography or for
gaming, you
know, job searches or not. No,
really?
Surprisingly, not for gaming. No,
really?
They're business related.
Wow.
And I was quite surprised. I went looking earlier today before just because I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see, hey, you know, what's in existence at this point?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we've created podcasts on the network over these last 16 years, some are on continuous ongoing things, and some are limited series. Some are specifically have an end date because, like, you know, there's only so much that you can cover. You can't, nobody wants Star Trek fanfic. I mean, like, nobody really wants Star Trek fanfiction. Not really.
No.
Like, you cover all of the Star Trek television shows, you cover all of the movies, you discuss it, you have fun with it. It has an end point. However you want to do that discussion, whether it's by season, whether it's episode by episode, or whether it's movie by movie, that franchise has an end point, even though it's currently still got stuff going on, up to a point if you want to say stop at the end of the Kelvin timeline, at the end of Star Trek Beyond, you can just stop right there. Transformers, even though Transformers is a 41-year-old brand and multimedia franchise, they have cartoons that only have X number of episodes, so you can only have a podcast covering that cartoon for X number of episodes. So not all of our shows are going to be start at episode one and go until we're either sick of doing that show or whatever. We want to move on to do something else, that kind of thing. Obviously, there are shows on the network like Geekcast Radio, The Pullbag, Tooncast, and others that can go for as long as we want them to go if that's what we want to do. Hell, The Pullbag, we're at 577 currently, I think, without looking. Yeah, because Joe and I still have to record 578, 79, and 80. We're marching towards 600, and we'll reach that later this year, I think. Depending. But, yeah, no, it just all depends on where, you know, what you want to do and how you want to do it. And, you know, you can either do something like Geekcast Radio or like an Altered Geek or whatever, and you can just, here's this week's episode, or you don't, it doesn't have to be a weekly podcast, folks. If you don't have the time to dedicate weekly to recording a podcast and releasing it, do a monthly show. That's more than fine. You know, it is what it is. We've just always done things either weekly or biweekly, but you can take those, you know, you can take that every week and build it up and like we have and just go forth, and you never know what number you're going to get to. So with the 100s, 200s, 300s, 400s, 500s, and beyond, so many hundreds, I always like using those as celebration stuff, like big stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be, like I said, all things Transformers. It could be all things Star Trek. It could be, or Altered Trek, technically, is what it's called now. It could be whatever it is. The 100th episode, the 200th episode, whatever, like, should be, you know, a big thing. Either it's a thing that we've, at this point, we've probably talked about a lot of them, but, and we probably use that space. Like, I remember, which, episode, well, episode 100 of a movie we can review is, I believe it is, all things Star Trek. I think. Yeah, because 75 was Star Wars. So we did that because that's your love and everything else. And I was like, oh, let's make episode 100 this or that or whatever. And it's just one of those things where I always like doing something special on those numbers if the show gets to those kinds of numbers.
Well, and we've had, you know, like ATTF is in the 430s, AG or Alter Geek is in 430s. And then we've got like Cinema Geeks in the 220s.
Yep.
Geekcast Radio's in the 320s. And then we've got Movie We Can Review in the 230s, Pauka in 105, Pixels at 107.
Yep.
Powers of Grayskull at 138.
Yep.
Studio 2009 is at 138.
Yep.
Talking in Circles had 140. Pullbag 575. Tooncast 318, which now includes Toon Beyond, but Toon Beyond, when it was separate, was 131.
Yeah, it was 131. Yep.
Toycast is 194.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I mean, those are the only ones to break 100.
Yeah, and like I said, a lot of the other ones didn't break the 100 because they were limited series. They were one-offs. Hell, even the only reason why the podcast organization without a cool acronym, and for those listening to this wondering, what in the hell is that? You obviously haven't watched Phineas and Ferb. But it's one of those things where originally that was supposed to just be 104 episodes. And the only reason why that was supposed to be 104 episodes is because in the theme song and in the show, they say it's 104 days of summer. It was a parody on the show. That's the only reason why. But no, and look, I'm happy that we're getting a season 5. Oh no, wait, we're getting a season 5? Holy crap, that means we have to do more episodes of the podcast. Because we must be complete. We can't not be complete. You know? So it's like, ah, damn it, ruined my joke. Or homage, or whatever you want to call it. But it is what it is. I'm proud of all of it. Everything. I know Optimus Solo doesn't get as much time as he would like to record some stuff, and I've got several Tooncast plans to do with him at some point, hopefully in the near future. But I always loved working with him, loved working with Dion the Music Man on the various things that we had recorded with, which I think I'm getting him back on GCR for a We Are the World 40th anniversary episode, because We Are the World is 40 years old this year. So there's that. But yeah, no, you can start anywhere, folks. Just, you know, start at the beginning and go for however long as you want to go for. The only thing I've always said from day one, have a plan. If you go back and you listen to our Geekcast Radio episode about the podcast name game, listen to that episode. We've got Steve and I have got plenty of advice in that episode about more podcast stuff. But, you know, just have a plan, stick to the plan, and then if the plan doesn't work, throw away the plan and get a new plan. Paraphrasing Captain Cold from The Flash. I see. Let me tell you, some of the reels that pop up in my Instagram, it's crazy. So like I said, if I counted right on the show page for the four pages of shows that we have listed, I believe it's 44 podcasts. I can't believe it's just 44. That, like, 44 podcasts in 16 years, and that's just on the website that I counted. I didn't look at everything else. I didn't look at the interviews are in various podcasts and things like that, but oh boy, I know you're not usually a numbers guy, because in the beginning of this, folks, when we started this, he's like, yeah, forget the numbers. I'm like, no, we cannot forget the numbers. We cannot. Because I don't know, because maybe it's the 2 years that I, 2 or 3 years I listened to podcasts before I actually started one, where I would always see people put in some sort of episode number, however they numbered it. I don't know. This was back in 06 to 08, 2006, 2008. And there was always an episode number in almost every show that I ever listened to. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And for me, it's an easy way to keep track. Like, I literally told somebody else on a podcast recently, I'm like, yeah, my brain's not working right now. Normally I have, like, you know, you give me a podcast episode number, I can usually tell you what podcast that was. Okay, well, let's stick with the hundreds. Episode 400 of The Pullbag, I believe, is the comics to, what is it called? It's, it was something the Comic Concierge and I did, Dan and I did. It was about, it was a special episode comic thing, but like, I know episode 300 was when Optimus Solo and I did the IDW Back to the Future episode, one of them. I know episode 500 was the origins in comic reading of Michael David Sims from Earth2.net. You know, so most of the time, you know, somebody tells me a podcast episode number, usually I don't have to go to the website and look it up. I usually have it in my brain because I just associate the number with what it is. And the other behind the scenes thing, folks, is that I remember when we started, when you brought me onto All Things Transformers, and I was starting to come up with a plan for the TFGN podcast. And after that all happened, we started doing things and doing stuff on All Things Transformers, doing stuff on TFGN podcast. We started doing supplementals and special episodes and everything else. And by, I think, the end of December or the beginning of January 2009, you're like, we need to put this somewhere and expand it.
Yeah, because I think originally we were trying to put it on Predacon Empire, and it was
working
for All Things Transformers and the TFT1 podcast, and then
nothing else.
And then I think the Beast Unleashed started
the 2009. Yeah,
no, it started in 2008. I thought like December. That was when we had our first interview.
You're probably right. I
vaguely remember because I went to my dad's and I brought a microphone and I sat in his office and recorded it. and then after that, we're like, well, I want to talk movies. I want to talk this. Yep. I want to talk that. And so then it kind of snowballed. And by like April, we technically had part of the site.
Yep. Yeah, you're right about December. You're just wrong about the year. It was December 8th, 2009. No, because we didn't start it in 2008. TFG1 wasn't even finished yet. So anyway, folks, it was December of 2009 for David Kay and Gary Chalk. It was a very beastly Christmas in 2009 here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Any other thoughts on the lead-up or the makeup of the 4,000th before we get into the entertainment part of it?
Well, I've tried to murder this podcast 3 times.
Yes, you have. And it won't let you.
It fails every time.
Yeah, you know why? You know why?
But I don't want to kill it now. So.
Well, no. But you know why it's failed every time?
Why?
Because it has Rampage's indestructible spark. That's why. This podcast is secretly run by Starscream, and I'm not talking about either one of us, folks.
Now that you're here, Air Commander, what do you want?
Why, to pledge allegiance to the glorious Megatron and fight as your loyal lieutenant!
We have always strived to bring you the most entertainment that we can. Have we said some things on these podcasts in the last 16 years? Yes. Have we sometimes, but we've also veered away from it when it comes to current events or political things? Yes, we are not here for real world anything for the most part. Yes, we give you insights to our lives sometimes. Yes, we let you know what's going on in our lives. But the point for me is to show up, have fun conversations with my friends about whatever geeky topic we're going to be discussing, and to always entertain you, the audience. Thoughts?
No, I mean, I agree with that. I think there were some times that we had a little bit more fun than others, and you can clearly tell in the episodes, like sometimes we're off mentally and sometimes, you know, just stuff has happened, or we'll ramble a little bit more than normal, or you'll hear me playing video games.
Or in this day and age, you'll hear his 3D printer going off.
Well, I try not to turn it on during because I don't know if it's going to pick it up. And not to mention, it just heats up in here and it gets loud.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I legitimately try to come prepared and pay attention. There's sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah, everybody has off nights. Even I have off nights.
Like, I sound a little off in this one, but that's because I'm dealing with, like, sinus issues that I've had for, like, weeks and it won't go away. But no, I mean, I've been, like, kind of going back to the well of old content or old graphics and kind of getting ideas for new stuff. And, like, we're back to the squared featured art.
Yep. Yep. New website
design. And I'm messing with that and kind of evolving it as we go.
Yep. Absolutely. As should always happen when something like that changes. I mean, we had years. I don't even know the last squared pod art we had on the website itself, but like it had been, I want to say, late 2011 up until last year or the year before. When did we change the website over? Was it last year? Or
yep.
Was it 2023? Okay, yep. So let's say from late 2011 up until 2024, we had the 658 by 317 rectangle banner arts that we have always had. That's like, I want to say close to 90% of our network lifespan here.
Pretty much.
And you still do, you don't do as many specific individual ones, but we had still done the regular 1400 by 1400 pod art. It was just more so for the podcatchers and the players and the whatever else. It wasn't for the website specifically.
True.
So, you know, but it's all relative now. But yeah, folks, we hope we are bringing you the most entertainment that we can. As always, that's just the ultimate goal. As long as we're having fun, we hope you're having fun listening to the stuff that we do. And like Steve said, sometimes we have off nights, and sometimes when we do have off nights, we don't record. Fortunately, there are some nights when you have to take Batman's advice, block it out, and power on through.
And then there's other nights where we're just like, nope, not going to work.
Yep, nope. Like, can we skip this week? Yep, it's okay. There's no Transformers news majorly coming out. It's fine. So the last thing I had written down here, in every podcast episode, we unleash our geekiness. At the end of the episodes, we always say that we want to unleash the geek in you. This phrase is meant to be inspiring and interactive. I know there are a lot of people listening, because we can track the numbers, we can track the countries, we can track the tracks and whatever else. I just wish we had more interaction on the website. We do get some on social media, but not a lot. Anyone who is listening, thank you so much. But, you know, even though I've said in the past that I basically do this for myself, it's kind of nice to know that we're not just talking into the void.
True.
You know, so don't be afraid, guys, gals, whoever, people, don't be afraid to reach out to us. If you've listened to any of the episodes and any of the podcasts and you have thoughts or you have opinions or you have whatever, you know, you can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can send in written stuff. You can send in MP3s as long as they're less than 10 minutes long. You know, any kind of thing like that. So if you've heard an episode of All Things Transformers where Steve and I are actively talking about Transformers news that we actually care about, because there's a lot of Transformer news out there that, right, at least right now, in this early stage of 2025, where it's like, yeah, that could have been an email. It didn't have to be a podcast. I've been making that reference way too much this year, because certain things have just, I'm like, really? Anyway, but yes, please, folks, don't hesitate to interact with us if you would be so inclined to do so. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everybody who's been with us, new and old. Anyone that's been with us for the last 16 years, anyone that's just found us now, we hope you enjoy the content that we give you. And we're going to keep going. Like Optimus Solo said in his voice, man. I don't know if you listened to that. Did you listen to that thing?
I did not have time yet. I will after.
I'll play it. Yeah, you'll have to listen to that. But thank you so much, Optimus Solo. We got to get to cartooning podcasting here soon. So I'll kind of give this a preview. I haven't really done too much on this yet, but I've been planning this for years. That's the thing, folks. Think about our plans. Sometimes they sometimes don't always happen, but we still have them and we still hold on to them for years. I have been planning a Flintstones Friday and a Space Age Saturday series for the Flintstones and the Jetsons for at least the last 5 years. So he and I are going to go through every episode of each series on Tooncast. Not at the same time. We're going to do the Flintstones first and then the Jetsons after that. So that's one big thing that I've had stuck in the back of my mind to do with Tooncast. There are other things. This year we're launching I'm launching the TV Watching Origins in Studio 2009. So 30 questions about your TV watching habits. And who knows what else we're going to come out with this year, folks. Our ideas are just coming off a winter break. They're thawing out for spring.
That they are.
Anything else you would like to bring up or say? Or
no, I am looking forward to more episodes and more meaningful content and revisiting the pool.
Yes, well, it is summertime.
Yes.
All right, folks, this has kind of been a short one. 4,000. Holy crap. Cannot believe it. Here's to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000. Who knows? We don't know.
No clue. And we'll get back to more Transformers.
Yes, yes, absolutely. The next episode will be the video games episode for Transformers. For here on All Things Transformers. So don't worry, All Things Transformers fans. We will be getting back to the Transformers stuff. This was just a special thing since this show technically... Honestly, this is all your damn fault.
Yep.
Some stranger with a Twitter image of Beast Wars Megatron said something to me back in, I don't know, what month of 2008. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay, sure.
Yeah, it was August.
Oh, of course it was. It's always fucking August.
Yep, it is. All things Transformers.
Yep, that's right.
Geek.
That's right. That's right.
And just like everything else, Transformers is the reason I'm podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Absolutely. That and Star Trek. Well, after
well, we finished it was else. It was totally Transformers.
True. Yeah, luckily that's... even though as much as we've done with Transformers over the last 16 years, there's still so much more that we... Plenty of stuff. We haven't run out of Transformers ideas, folks. Trust us, we haven't.
And I've seen some interesting things in the news.
Oh, really? Well...
You need knockoffs.
Wait, what?
Knockoff Transformers.
But they
Studio
closed
Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime.
Oh, jeez.
No trailer.
No trailer. You and your no trailer. Yep. No trailer.
Yep. But anyways, I think that about wraps this episode up.
Yep, yep.
As my allergies continue to...
Plague you.
Yes, plague me, that I've had to use gratuitous use of mute.
That's right.
As Michael Wilson would say.
That's right.
So we hope you enjoyed this kind of retrospective look back on the 4,000th episode of GeekCast Radio Network's catalog of podcasts. And join us next time as we'll be talking about the Transformer video games, which I'm super excited about.
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
Because I've played a lot of them. And I have opinions. Very opinionated opinions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, some of it's good. Some of it's good. Yeah. I genuinely enjoy most of them. So thank you, as always, for listening to All Things Transformers and the GeekCast Radio Network. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG1 Mike. You can, of course, interact with us on the network. At GeekCast Radio, pretty much everywhere, or GeekCast Radio Network. You can hit us up on the GeekCast Radio website, this episode's post on the website or on Facebook or your favorite podcatcher. So until next time, transform and transcend.
Yes. I wish to speak to my lawyer.